For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices. Designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The San Antonio Spurs won at New York in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, 115-111. The Knicks' lead in the series is 2-1. New York will host Game 4 on Wednesday. Jalen Brunson scored 32 points in defeat. The Knicks had outscored him by 18 in the second quarter, had a halftime lead, but Victor Wembanyama and company come up with the W. Wemby with 32 points, 6 assists, 1 turnover. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark of Indiana hit the game-winning 3. The Fever won at Washington 78-76. The LA Kings new head coach will be Peter Laviolette. A judge in Texas gave Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby an injunction to play this season. The NCAA has appealed. Alabama and Oklahoma baseball each advanced to the College World Series. San Diego sent the Reds to a fifth straight loss 6-2. Washington came back for a 4-3 win at the Giants.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Spring is here. Time to head out to the lake and time to visit Oak Hill Market. No need to pack a cooler. Oak Hill has everything you need for the day or weekend at the lake. Enjoy unique sandwiches and delicious treats from Oak Hill's Deli, or shop their old-time butcher shop for homemade sausages or that special cut of meat. Why pack a cooler? Shop when you get to the lake. Call ahead to have your order ready at 238-LAKE. Great food, great prices, great value. Oak Hill Market.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors tentatively adopt budget for fiscal year 2026-27. Night Flying Helitanker returns to support Slo County for 2026 fire season. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors held a budget hearing yesterday and voted to tentatively adopt the county's fiscal year 2026-27 budget. The budget authorizes about $1.02 billion in governmental fund expenditures, including about $843 million in general fund expenditures, according to a release from the County Executive Office. This budget marks the first full budget cycle developed under the county's updated fiscal policies, approved in 2025. While the budget is balanced, county leaders cautioned that significant uncertainty remains. During this hearing, the board voted to deny requests made by District Attorney Dan Dow last month to fund four positions for the DA's office. The vote was 3-2, with Supervisors Moreno and Pashong supporting the request. Dow said a verbal commitment was made by County CEO Matt Pontus months ago, but acknowledged that the final decision would come from the Board of Supervisors. Another round of votes counted have been released by the Elections Office for San Luis Obispo County. In the supervisorial races, James D'Antona's lead against Michael Aaron Woody has slightly widened. D'Antona is ahead by 501 votes with 52-48%. For District 4, Supervisor Paulding's lead against Adam Verdin also continues to widen, leading by almost 1,000 votes, 54-46%. According to the unprocessed ballot report, there are still about 48,000 ballots left to process in San Luis Obispo County. The next vote results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. Night Flying Helitanker returns to support Slo County for 2026 fire season. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Firefighters in San Luis Obispo County will be given an important tool at the Paso Robles Air Attack Base for its 2026 fire season. CAL FIRE announced an aircraft designed for nighttime firefighting capabilities, the CH-47D Chinook, will join fire operations for this season. The helitanker will be staffed and available from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. each day, allowing crews to take advantage of both afternoon fire suppression operations and nighttime firefighting missions. The vehicle can cruise at speeds of up to 120 knots and carry up to 2,300 gallons of water per drop. Night flying aircraft have become increasingly important to California wildfire suppression activities, according to CAL FIRE, with cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and reduced fire behaviors. As the 2026 fire season approaches, the County Air Pollution Control District is encouraging residents to plan ahead for poor air quality conditions that may be caused by future wildfire smoke. Particles from smoke and ash can cause harm to the lungs and heart. People with heart or lung disease, seniors, kids, and pregnant women are all especially sensitive to smoke. When wildfire smoke is present, residents can check their local air quality conditions online. The APCD also recommends staying indoors as much as possible and creating a clean air room in your home. The guide recommends using a high-efficient particulate air purifier to reduce particulate matter indoors by 90% and to ensure the device doesn't create ozone. The APCD also says residents can sign up for text alerts for when significant exposure is possible. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off this Thursday, June 11th. Concerts in the Park will continue weekly on Thursday nights, August 20th, except for July 2nd and 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinking, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Nationals beat the Giants 4-3, the Brewers over the Athletics 15-4, the Padres beat the Reds 6-2, the Astros over the Angels 5-4, Yankees beat the Guardians 7-5. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Brewers, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Padres will face the Reds, the Angels will go against the Astros, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, A city council member, Nithya Raman, has been projected to advance to the general election against incumbent Karen Bass for Los Angeles mayor. Spencer Pratt held an early lead against Raman, but as more ballots have been counted since Election Day, her vote counts continue to climb. As of Monday evening, she held more than 22,000 votes over Pratt. Raman said, for too long, City Hall has prioritized giving political advantage to powerful interests that fund elections. Karen Bass's campaign said, quote, a campaign against Nithya Raman is one Mayor Bass looks forward to winning. A 25-year-old Houston man is accused of using a fake boarding pass to get on a United Airlines flight to Los Angeles. Surveillance cameras show the man waiting until United employees checking boarding passes were distracted. He then pretended to show his fake boarding pass to them, walked by the employees, and boarded the plane. He then went into the bathroom and attempted to hide there. The plane had not taken off yet, but was forced to go back to the gate. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hambrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The challenge of weed pressure is as old as agriculture, but even with modern technology, it remains a big problem. Part of the issue is the development of resistance to herbicides. Weed scientist Dr. Charles Geddes says this is forcing some no-till farmers to consider going back to tillage.
The real challenge is when you see stacking of these herbicide resistance traits together, right? So in kochia, there's resistance to up to five herbicide modes of action, four of those known to occur in the prairies. And so that really limits those herbicide options, right? There are still a few options, but a lot of the tools that we had used, say, to manage kochia for a pre-plant burn down application, those options are becoming quite limited, right? And so in our predominant no-till systems that we have in the region, some farmers are considering reintroducing tillage to manage this particular species. And I mean, from a weed management perspective, that can be good because tillage works quite well against kochia. But also, I mean, from a soil health perspective as well, those factors need to be balanced with the benefit that you're getting for weed management.
For more information on kochia management, tune in tomorrow or listen to the full interview on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hambrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pass Robles Airport. The logging industry's decline in Northern California during the past few decades led many sawmills to shutter, affecting communities that had long depended on timber production. But there's still a need for logging as state agencies such as CAL FIRE increasingly back logging and forest thinning projects as key strategies for reducing wildfire risk. In Trinity County, local teachers and others in the community worked to secure grants that helped Hay Fork High School begin construction on its own sawmill in 2024. Last month, the school held a grand opening for the sawmill, which is now nearly complete. The hope is that the sawmill will stoke much-needed interest in the forestry field. It's important to support logging through projects like this because our forests don't stop growing, said Ren Winters, a forester and former Hay Fork High School student. We've not been good stewards of our public lands for decades, and programs like this will ensure a workforce for the future. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision at 14005 San Antonio Road in Atascadero, where a vehicle hit a fence and a bush. Again, there is a traffic collision at 14005 San Antonio Road in Atascadero, where a vehicle hit a fence and a bush. CHP says that an ambulance is en route and they have a unit at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday to Friday, the weekend, and through Tuesday next week. Low 90s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mid-80s on Sunday and Monday. 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a better-than-expected report on the housing market. Existing home sales rose 3.2% in May, the fastest pace since December. Sales also were up 3.2% for the year ending in May. Sales increased on an annual basis in the Midwest, South, and West, but declined in the Northeast. Realtors chief economist Dr. Lawrence Yoon says improving affordability is helping drive the momentum. There's merger news. GSK is buying cancer drug developer Nuvalent for $10.6 billion. It has two drugs for lung cancer in late-stage development. And OpenAI, creator of the artificial intelligence program ChatGPT, has confidentially filed for its stock launch, though it did not reveal the size or terms of the offering. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations on 6th Street and in downtown area. It's next to the park. They're open now, open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays, so you can plan dinner for music in the park. Use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order, and you can order online at redscooterdeli.com, or you can call ahead 805-237-1794.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Few people know the constant fear in which one would live should you be a member of a gang and set up the leader to be killed. As we shall see today, one of those people would be Jim Murphy. Missouri has Jesse James, New Mexico, Billy the Kid, and Texas, Sam Bass. Each man is an outlaw who today is beloved by the respected states, and each ended up dead, the results of a friend's actions. And with each, the person responsible for the outlaw's death didn't prosper from it. Take Sam Bass, for example. Jim Murphy was a member of the Bass Gang when he turned informant and set up Bass to be ambushed and killed by Texas Rangers during their attempt to rob a Round Rock, Texas bank. Jim Murphy was a large man with a red mustache and eyes that constantly darted in all directions as if in fear. And he was in fear. He was in mortal fear because word got out that he set up Sam Bass. Jim swore that he had received messages that Frank Jackson or some of the other members of the Bass gang would seek revenge and kill him. So Jim Murphy spent his time holed up in a small hotel room writing the authorities for protection. It even got to the point that he talked the local sheriff into locking him in a jail cell at night. For additional protection, he would keep two pistols by his bed. But with Sam Bass dead, the authorities no longer had any use for Jim Murphy, and his pleading for protection fell on deaf ears. With Jim Murphy getting more and more paranoid, finally on June 7, 1879, less than a year after being a Judas, Jim Murphy committed suicide by taking poison. At least that's the official story. There are also stories circulating that one of the Bass gang spiked Jim's food. Either way, Sam Bass got his revenge from the grave. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha-ha!
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. As the 2026 fire season approaches, the County Air Pollution Control District is encouraging residents to plan ahead for poor air quality conditions that may be caused by future wildfire smoke. Particles from smoke and ash can cause harm to the lungs and heart. Residents are recommended to check air quality conditions online and stay indoors as much as possible. The County Board of Supervisors approved its tentative budget for fiscal year 2026-27 yesterday. The balanced budget authorizes about $1.02 billion in governmental fund expenditures. During the hearing, the board also voted to deny requests made by District Attorney Dan Dow for four positions for the DA's office. Supervisors Moreno and Pichon supported the request. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papatua. Service members recovering after the helicopter goes down near the Strait of Hormuz, and they were rescued.
CENTCOM spokesman Captain Tim Hawkins confirmed to Fox News that the U.S. crew members were rescued by an unmanned surface vehicle, a sea drone. This was an operational first for the U.S. military, Hawkins told Fox News. Now, it's not clear if the gunship went down due to enemy fire or a mechanical issue.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake striking Cuba, and it jolts people in the States.
Felt all over Florida, including people in Tampa who were 400 miles away. The strongest quake to strike within the waters of the Gulf since 1959.
Madison Allworth of Fox Business Network, primary day in South Carolina, Nevada, North Dakota, and Maine. America's listening to Fox News.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on
on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Tocho Pesso. Come see what's cooking at Tocho Pesso.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
At RE/MAX Success, we believe success means more than transactions. Since 2020, along with Success Charities, we've raised over $385,000 and donated back into our local communities. And yes, everyone's watching the market, and it's starting to heat up. Timing matters. Strategy matters, and experience matters. Now is the time to connect with your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted number one most trusted real estate agents. RE/MAX Success, here for your future.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunshine, highs in the upper 80s, clear tonight, overnight lows around the mid-50s, and will be in the upper 90s. For your Wednesday, low 90s on Thursday and Friday, Saturday upper 80s, low to mid 80s on Sunday, mid 80s Monday, and mid 80s Tuesday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:18 p.m., and we are at 66 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. At Do remember, you'll love the Milgar Trinsic Series windows and those absolutely gorgeous doors. All righty. Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters, Barry will have on a couple of folks starting in the 12:30 portion. It'll be Erica Scott and Jake Rothman, the Central Coast Valley Network, how business owners can prepare for growth and transition. And then the 1 o'clock hour, Megan Barth, executive director from the California Globe. A lot of things on the voter fraud and the current play of state elections. All right. So there you have that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Okay, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-5775. 238 KPRL.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, you know how it's supposed to work. Let's see here. On the text. Hidden in the PRGJUS, that's Paso Robles Joint Unified School District. Agenda for tonight is information item K2Q, whatever, the board policy updates, first read. Updates to bylaw, whatever, remuneration, the reimbursement and other benefit proposes to change wording to allow each member of the Board of Trustees to receive the maximum monthly compensation as provided for in the Ed Code. What it doesn't state is that if this change is approved at the June 23rd meeting, it will increase the trustee stipend from $275 a month to $1,200 a month. That's a little bit of money there, isn't it? Difference from $275 to $1,200 a month. Well, look at it this way. They just gave the administrators a pay raise. The district doesn't have any money, and they're going to be getting $400 million from you. So they'll have the money, folks. It'll be there. Don't worry about it. They'll just write some IOUs, and it'll be interesting to see what the vote to move on with this will be tonight at the school board meeting, because after all, it's for the children. Remember that. It's for the children. All right. Anything else that we can get into having to do with such things as California and the voters? Now, here's something that I get a little, not perturbed, but I just wonder the truth would come out. You know, Newsom has been getting knocked rightfully so, for the way he's governed the state of California. Now, this goes back long before Newsom came into office. Because when I see some commentators or opinion pieces about the state of California, I mean, these, not the state of California, the state that it's in, and quite a few instances they mention the train to nowhere, this $1 billion project now. And that, again, I'm not disagreeing with Newman, Newsom has, you know, pushed along with this. Now, once was a $33 billion project, is now projected to cost somewhere between $126 billion and $231 billion. Okay? So that's what, you know, going back to 2008, almost two decades, no track has been laid, and the current plan is to focus on building a track between Bakersfield and Merced. Okay? Now, and again, in this piece that I came across, it says the voters were promised. That's right. You voted for it. The people voted for this. And I haven't seen that much kickback or pushback on this. So they've burned a lot of money in this boondoggle that is costing us, and we keep giving more money to social services, i.e., the homeless and also the people who are in the country and the state illegally. And yet, we don't have much difference in what's happening at the polls. Chris did this story on what's going on in Los Angeles. Look at the Central Coast here with the supervisorial races. You know, people are ticked off. They're ticked off. But boom, what's it look like? You're going to get another Bruce Gibson in on the seat. And, well, perhaps two Bruce Gibsons on the seat, because it doesn't look like Woody or Verdin are going to be able to pull this out. Although the counting's not over, because we know in the state of California, it takes, you know, at least 2 to 3 weeks to get the final count, which, by the way, is somewhat interesting when you look at, you know, we're told that we get what we pay for. So we have to pay these people in the counties or the cities, you know, these exorbitant salaries because we don't get top notch. We've seen that with our, not the DA, not the district, the county attorney. What the compensation is over $400,000 before she left. We look at our own cities and so forth. Now, the county clerk in Los Angeles, her salary is almost $450,000 a year. And she has the help of 1,100 budgeted positions. And she has an annual budget of $336 million. Can't get the results for another week or two. Are we getting what we pay for? Well, obviously the answer is no. Okay. So enjoy that while it continues to go on here. Okay, a little fun time. We have, let's see here. Oh, we got lots of time. We've got 17 minutes away. So, Chris, I am sure around the household that there were some sayings that your siblings, when mom and dad would say them, you would, not necessarily in front of your mom and dad, but you would almost like turn your eyes or just go, oh my gosh, they said that again. What, were there some?
Okay, so wait, my siblings saying it or my mom and dad saying it?
No, but you and your siblings going oh, yeah, you know what mom and dad said today? You know?
Mom and dad said something again that we didn't like? Certainly.
Well, not necessarily didn't like, but like, okay, here it comes again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Let's see. Well, this is the easy one. Because I said so. That's why. Right?
Yep.
Okay, that's the, you know, why. Which, you know, to me, I always looked at it as an opportunity for your parents to explain why. Because that's, and I'm sure you were this way, because I was too. I was not accepting just because I said so. I wanted to know why. Right?
I accepted their answer, but very reluctantly. I would have loved to have known why, but I wasn't about to put up a fight.
All right, well, I didn't put it. It's kind of funny because I didn't put up a fight with my parents, but I put up a fight with the nuns, and I got in trouble. because they would say, well, that's because, you know, it says so here in the Bible, or, you know, whatever. And I said, well, but it doesn't make sense to me. Can you? Well, no, that's just the way it is. And it was frustrating for me. But I think Sister Teresita liked it because she liked to put the whoop you know what on me. So let's see here. As long as you're under my roof, you'll live by my rules. Does that sound familiar?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay.
Something of that sentiment.
Yeah, I lived with that even when I was in college. Because when I would come home from college, I still had a curfew. And my dad, you know, and I'd say, yeah, but I have no, well, I did have a curfew in college during the football season. We had to be in our rooms by 9 o'clock. But, you know, so I come home and dad says, no, midnight. Well, but, you know, I can stay all night. Like, then it is, you know, under my roof, you live by my rules. That's simple. As a matter of fact, I'll go even further on that to years later when I, when Linda and I were engaged to be married, I was taking her to Florida to meet my parents. My parents were excited and so forth and so on. And I'm pretty sure it was my dad. He says, by the way, we look forward to meeting your future wife and so forth, but you will be staying in separate rooms. And I wasn't surprised, so I didn't say anything. But basically, as long as you're under my roof, you'll live by my rules. Because I didn't want to get into an argument and have to pay for a room. Shut that door. Were you born in a barn? I remember that. You probably never got that, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Don't make me pull this car over.
Sort of, or don't make me turn this car around, another variation.
Right, yeah, okay, that's, you know, I could, see, Dad was a tennis player, and he had a very good backhand, and that would be it from the driving to the back seat. it's just whap. Okay, yeah, don't make me pull this car over, because I said so. Ah, wait until your father gets home. Did you ever get that?
I don't recall. I'm familiar with it because I've heard it in, like, you know, let's say a TV show or a movie, but me, no.
Well,
my mom was nasty enough as is.
Well, my mom would get to the point where she'd get frustrated. And then, well, because my dad traveled a lot, so he wouldn't be home for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. So, you know, by the time, you know, if she said, wait till your father gets home, everything is forgotten. But when it's in the moment, it was, you know, sometimes mom would just, she would let loose. It's kind of funny. Let's see here. Never got this one. I brought you into this world. I can take you and I can take you out of it.
That's a real threat.
I never had my part. I never had my parents threaten to kill me. Honest, I never have. Oh, boy, that would be, let's see here. Let's see here. Okay, keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about.
Nope, didn't get that one.
Okay. If all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you too?
Oh, got that one every time, every single time. My goodness.
Because can I do their whatever? Well, my friends are doing it, so that's what you got.
Yep.
All right. So, and do you remember any of your replies?
I what do you say to that other than just, no, I'm not that stupid?
Well, you just know that. Well, you know, there does come a time where, and I don't know what age it is, where you don't even bother to ask that question on doing something. You just may wish or hope you don't get caught doing it. That's kind of, which I think that's, I think that's almost in our nature is to, okay, I'm going to test this, right? You have to.
See if you can get away with it?
Of course. I got this one a lot because I'm a very picky eater, particularly when it comes to vegetables. There are starving children in Africa who would gladly eat this.
I wasn't that picky with vegetables, so thankfully I did not get that.
Okay, this one, you'll understand when you have kids of your own.
I'm pretty certain I've got that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's
sheesh. All these ones are making me think, man, parents have got to come up with a better material. Just a bunch of parrots for each other.
Right. This is the, you know, the kind of the same ones that many generations grew up with. Or I think my mom would say, you wait till you have kids on your own. Or there was something else that she would say, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it had to do regarding that, you'll get yours or something like that, having to do with, you know, when you have kids, something along those lines. But it was always the threats and some of those. Let's see here. On the email, I find it ironic they want us to register our dogs but let illegals run rampant in our state. Well, that's the state that we live in. That's the state that we live in because people are, I don't know what you call. Let me see. My dad said, eat it, it'll put hair on your chest. Did you ever get that?
No.
Okay, let me repeat this. My dad, eat it, it'll put hair on your chest. I'm a girl. Well, okay, I think it's just... did it work? Let me see. What was the other one? You haven't done much swimming in your life, right?
I've gone to the pool a few times.
Okay, did you have the, well, if you eat this, you can't go in the water for 10 minutes or a half hour because you'll drown or you get cramps?
Sort of. This came from my siblings, actually. They told me that if you take a bath after eating dinner, you'll throw up. Which,
what?
I don't know where the heck that came from.
That's not even where do you think they were trying to set you up?
I don't know what they were trying to do now that I think about it.
Because I think, again, talking about natural inheritance is it is the obligation of your siblings to try and get you in trouble once in a while, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or just, you know, lie to you so they don't have to answer your questions anymore.
Or depending on the age, they can manipulate it so it looks like you did it, even though you didn't do it.
Certainly. Yeah. As for this, I really don't know what the rationale was.
I don't either. Let me see here. Turn those lights out. Do you think money grows on trees? got that. My dad was a huge light flipper offer. I mean, he was, and you know what? I find myself being exactly the same. Chris, you see me go into the kitchen, right? Or the break room?
Yes. I mean, most of the lights are here off anyway, unless somebody's in the room.
Right. So when you look in the mirror, you go, yep, I'm exactly like my dad. Now, I don't do the toothpaste thing, though, with my dad, or the crackers in soup. He was absolutely a nutcase. When it came to that, he would see us, my brother and I, eating soup, and Chris and I would just unload and put half a bag in there. And my dad said, you only need two or three. Like, no. So, but when he was home, you know, we had to do that. But when he was gone, we would just take the whole thing and put it in a bowl of soup. That was just the way it's going to be. So, and I think Mom was pretty good about it because... She, on a Saturday morning in the winter, we're going to have, not a morning, but for lunch, we're going to have some nice soup. And Mom would say, now be careful, your father's home. So she was giving us a warning that don't overdo it on this, or wait until he leaves the house before you start, you know, putting 3,000 crackers in a bowl of soup. And again, we learned to do that. Just like with a few other things that we would do. But, yeah, I got set up a lot by my brother and sister. They were, and I was able to get even a couple of times, particularly with my brother, because the, my sister, she just didn't like being around me when I got to a certain age. You know, she was off.
No, me neither.
Huh?
Or me too, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, she had a friend. She was gone, and, you know, we had different likes and so forth. But I mean, my brother and I shared a room, so we had no choice but to be near each other.
I had to share a room with two of my brothers.
Yeah, until my sister moved out, then I got my own room, but that only lasted a couple of months. Then we moved to Kentucky, and my brother stayed back in New York because he was going to college. So I only had a little bit, but it was things because he acquired many things on his own because he was always working, and I was not to touch them. Now, Chris, if you're you know, four years, 5 years younger than your brother, and he's buying some things such as stereos and radios and a guitar and stuff, and he tells me not to touch him or he'll kill me.
Well,
what am I supposed to do? I have to touch them, don't I?
Correct. I think death is a worthy price to pay.
I do too. But also just to irritate them as well. You have to throw that in a little bit as well. And, you know, because, you know, one of the things you learn about that, you learn to cover your tracks. So to make sure that if you're messing with his stereo and his albums that I was told not to play, make sure you put them back in the cover, make sure you put them back in the right pile and so forth, you know, the sequence. And the same thing with guitar, make sure the case is closed and it's back under the bed the right way, et cetera, et cetera. So you learn all those things because you get caught by screwing up. Then you figure, okay, now I know how to do it. I got to just double check that. So I guess those are some good lessons, and it's worth the beating. I can see the door open up in the room. No, you could just tell by the way the door opens up in the room that, something is coming. Something is coming. All right. Just about out of time here on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Let's see anything interesting in history that took place, and there always is. Let's see here. Oh, the award-winning comedian Richard Pryor pours 151 proof rum on himself and lights himself on fire while on a freebasing binge. He then ran down the street ablaze until subdued by police, and we know the rest of the story. That happened in 1980. Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies, the founder, Brian Jones, announced that he is leaving the band he formed. That was back in 1962, I think. And part of it was he was out of control with his alcohol and drugs, which is kind of interesting about the Stones from the standpoint. I read a book, I don't know how many years ago, about the Stones, and I think it was a Keith Richards book. I don't really remember, but and I'm not saying I admired them, but for the most part, these guys, they took drugs. It's well known, but they knew where the, and this is no pun intended, they knew where the line was. Not to go overboard. And I guess that's why, one of the reasons why, that they've been pretty good about not messing up their money and being around so long and so forth. So, because there were some there were some stories. And again, now I think it was a Keith Richards book where he's talking about, you know, some of these groups from the 60s and 70s that, you know, they toured with or they knew, said that really messed up and lost a lot of money. But the Stones were pretty, I guess, if you want to say smart, they were pretty good about that. And Nick was pretty smart financially, too. So anyway, for Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies, let's see here. The cartoon Donald Duck made its film debut with the official release of The Wise Little Hen in 1934. All right, folks, that is it for this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL, Morning Exchange.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Another round of votes have been counted in San Luis Obispo County. James Santona and Jimmy Paulding's leads in District 2 and 4 supervisor races continue to widen. About 48,000 votes still need to be counted. The next results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. Firefighters in San Luis Obispo County will be given an important tool at the Paso Robles Air Attack Base for the 2026 fire season. CAL FIRE announced an aircraft designed for nighttime firefighting capabilities will join this fire season, taking advantage of fire suppression activities at night.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Protecting what matters this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Barry will have first up Erica Scott and Jake Rothman from the Central Coast Value Network. Then Megan Barth, executive editor of California Globe. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Get ready for that hot weather coming, at least tomorrow. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.